Well, welcome back to the show. And if you're a regular listener of Rural Radio, you've no doubt heard the inspiring story of Amber Lee Snyder, a barrel racer, American Rodeo champion, and FFA alumni whose perseverance following a horrific car crash not only got her back in the saddle, but took her to all new heights. Hear Amber Lee's story now in her own words, as well as in conversation with Rural Radio's Steve Kenyon.
I was on my way to Denver for the stock show. As I was going through Sinclair, Wyoming, I was involved in a rollover car accident, was ejected, and broke my back, leaving me paralyzed from the waist down. Rodeo is just, it's my passion. I tell people it's not what I do, it's a part of who I am. Even though going through an accident like this, I mean, getting back to riding was just something that I was going to do. It wasn't if I was going to do it, it was when. And so for me, that's what it's been like. You know, to get on that horse now even means more because it's the place where I get to be like everyone else. I get to leave my wheelchair, the trailer, and my horse becomes my legs.
Here is Amber Lee Snyder sitting next to us. Amber Lee, this has been kind of a roller coaster ride for you a little bit with all of this, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely been some ups and downs and some hard times and some amazing times. But to be here now is something that I would have never even dreamed about doing at this point in my life. And yet, here I am.
I'm curious, what goes through your mind today after all that you have accomplished since that horrible night?
You know, when I sat there on the side of the road waiting for somebody to come and find me after my accident, I didn't know what my life held. I didn't know how it was going to be from there. I didn't know the challenges I would face or the opportunities that I would have. But I wouldn't take any of that away because all of the things that I've been able to experience since that day have completely changed my life, whether it's for the great or for the amazing part. I mean, there's nothing that I could say that I regret this happened. So for me, I mean, it's been a great ride even since then.
You come from a competitive family. And I'm curious how much that has to do with your can-do attitude. Your dad, as you mentioned, was a Major League Baseball player, almost 10 years, a left fielder for several different franchises. Talk about him and his influence.
So my dad did play in the major leagues for 8.5 years, and that influence has played a role in how much I work hard and how competitive I can be. I mean, the perseverance and dedication you have to have in any professional sport plays a role. So growing up, my dad always told us, you know, you go out and you do your best and you should probably win. So for me, that's how it's been from the beginning. And my mom has been the biggest supporter throughout that as well.
When it came time for you to get back on a horse, it was about 4 months from the accident until the time you got back on. What was that like the very first time?
The very first time that I got on actually was one of the hardest times of my life. Because that very first time that I sat on my horse's back, I realized that this situation was different and that no part of my life would be the same. So from there, I really had to decide that I was going to move forward no matter what.
You were involved very heavily in FFA, as a matter of fact, up until and I think after your accident, right?
Yes. I was serving as Utah State FFA president in 2009, and I got in my rec in January of 2010, so I completed my year in a wheelchair.
FFA is pretty important to the folks at RFD-TV, and you had a chance to meet the founder of RFD-TV, Patrick Gotch, and told him that you were actually on, I think, an RFD-TV float in a parade once upon a time.
I was. The Rose Bowl parade, the year of my accident, actually, I spent in California at the Rose Bowl parade, and it was kind of a crazy thing because I rode through that parade on the float versus walking. And so it's kind of an interesting symbolism when I look back on it now that I spent even that moment right there sitting down, which it was great either way.
Now, talk to me about what keeps you in the saddle, Amber Lee. A lot of riding is legs and those kinds of things. You are actually belted in. Talk to me about how that all works.
So I have a seatbelt on my saddle. We cut out of a junkyard car, actually, and strapped it to my saddle. And then I have Velcro straps around my legs. You'll watch my legs still kind of look like they're kicking, but my horse just knows to ignore them. He just pays attention to my voice and my hands. That's how I communicate with him now.
Real quick, what would you say to somebody who's a little bit down on their luck? Because you've been a little bit down on your luck and you haven't let it stop you at all.
I would tell them that, you know what, every day is not easy. And don't expect every day to be easy, but keep going. What is most important is that every single day you get up and get out of bed. If you do that, you're already accomplishing something. And you should really look at those small accomplishments as something that's amazing because at least you're keep going. And every single person should just know that no matter what obstacle they face, they can get up and keep going.
Amber Lee Snyder.
And now Amber Lee's amazing story has been made into a film, just released earlier this month on Netflix. Dan Rescone with KUTV in Salt Lake City, Utah, has the story.
Amberly Snyder has an amazing story to tell. In fact, her story is so fascinating, it caught the eyes of movie producers who are turning it into a film for millions to see.
Yeah, we have a movie coming out about my life.
It all started at a very young age, a little girl who was born to barrel race. By 2009, she was a world champion.
Oh, I grabbed my wheel to correct my truck.
But on January 10th, 2010...
My truck started rolling at 75 miles an hour.
A horrific crash would forever change your life.
And hit a fence post on the side of the road.
Told, her riding days were over.
What am I supposed to do with that kind of news?
But this young gal got back on the horse. Amberly would have it no other way.
Oh, absolutely.
Suddenly, she has legs again.
Hey, this is my happiness right here.
Now she's traveling the country, winning championships and cash prizes. And this past summer, she got to be on set for her own Netflix original movie, Walk, Ride, Rodeo.
The very first day of therapy, I was asked, what are your goals? And I told them, easy, walk, ride, rodeo.
Amberly not only helped co-produce and consult in the movie, she was also the stunt double. Everything after the accident is her writing.
That was one of my agreements, was when they came to me and said that they wanted to make a movie, I told them that I get to ride for myself.
When Amberly is not writing, she's motivating audiences, giving them a simple yet powerful message she hopes her movie will also leave.
We don't always get to pick what happens to us, but we get to choose what comes after that.
And again, Amberly's film, Walk, Ride, Rodeo, is available on Netflix now.